Welcome to the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour with your quarantine dream team, Zigzag and Rufus. Put on your captain's hat because we're going to help you navigate these uncharted territories that are the quarantine. We're going to catch you up on the day's events. We're going to talk politics. We're going to talk whatever comes to mind. So grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour.
Ow, ow, ow! I was a quarantine age werewolf, Rufus.
Oh, good one. I was trying to think of another one. I couldn't do it.
You like that? That was a pretty good one. I just thought of that in the shower, just so you know.
My goodness.
As I was licking my sack like a teenage werewolf is known to do.
Yes, and their own buttholes.
Remember that? That was a pretty... Teen Wolf was a damn good movie.
It was. We've seen it fairly recently.
Did you really?
Again.
When did you watch it recently?
Just nostalgia, I guess. But it is. It's really good. It's well made. It's well written. It has characters you give a shit about. You know, it's nice.
Did you ever see that footage of Rush Limbaugh saying that he thought that Michael J. Fox was faking Parkinson's?
Oh, Jesus Christ, no.
Fucking, I'm sorry. Rush Limbaugh is off his fucking rocker.
How long ago was this?
That wasn't even that. It was like 2 years ago or something. I just read about it. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Faking,
you know? I mean, who would do that? Who would I'd be like, yeah, dude, you know what would be funny? If we pulled a hoax on the whole country and I faked Parkinson's.
Hey, when that Teen Wolf money starts running out, you'll do anything to get a gig.
That's true. Remember that show Spin City?
Yeah, I remember that too. Yeah, he was good on that.
That was a pretty good show.
He had Parkinson's on that. He was, like, developing
that. That's right. He did. You're right, actually. And you know what? I know that for a while they were trying to blame his cocaine habit on why he had Parkinson's. Remember that? He had, like, a bad coke habit in the mid-80s, I think.
Coke doesn't give you Parkinson's.
No, I would think not. I mean, I don't know a lot about Parkinson's, I guess, but I doubt doing coke does it, because then a lot more people would probably have Parkinson's, I would
think.
It'll
give you a heart attack long before you get Parkinson's.
Yeah, why can't, you know, why does Rush Limbaugh have stage 4 lung cancer, right?
Yes.
And I hate to be like one of those people who's like, he fucking deserves it. And, you know, I hope that he goes out fucking in a whimper of unglory.
Well, I don't hope that. I hope that he has some sort of angelic epiphany.
See, there's no way, dude. I think you would have had it the day that you found out that you had stage 4 lung cancer. Wouldn't that be the day of your epiphany? An epiphany doesn't count if you have it like right before you die.
He probably accuses himself of faking it.
I accuse him of faking it. I think he did it just to get the Medal of Freedom from Trump.
Well,
don't you? Rufus, I'm concerned. Let me tell you what happened to me just a minute ago, right?
Oh, dear Lord, what?
I was stocking up on candy for the show. I had to go up to the Friendly Mart.
Okay.
Well, at this particular Friendly Mart, there's two nice guys, Jesse and Rick. Then there's the not-so-nice guy that I don't want to say this, but I'm convinced might be a fucking terrorist.
Because
I don't know his name, first of all, which is a little sketchy to me. And, you know, I like to think I get along with the people at the Friendly Mart.
Sure.
And, I mean, where else? How do you get a nickname Rock and Roll at the Friendly Mart, right? Unless you're friendly to the people.
You got to be pretty chill.
But this guy is a total douchebag, right? And he coughed into his rubber glove right before he handed me my fucking change.
So he's a bioterrorist.
Yes. I mean, I'm dead serious. I came home and told my wife, I'm like, man, throw out that fucking $5 bill. I'm done with that fucking money. And
you can wash it. Good God.
And you wash it? You know what I found out, too, when I said I thought maybe I would put that $5 bill in the freezer? Guess what?
Hmm.
Guess how long the coronavirus can live at negative 20 Celsius below zero?
Any amount is too long.
2 years.
Oh, well, it slows down its processes.
Really? I mean, that kind of shocks me, because the coronavirus doesn't have, like, a heart or a brain, does it?
No, viruses aren't technically alive.
Really? Then how do they, like, take over other cells if they're not alive? They must be alive, because they can be killed.
No, it's they're a weird in-between thing, because they only have RNA. They don't have DNA. And
really?
So, yeah, there's some – they don't have sexual reproduction. You know, there's a lot of, like, little check boxes that they don't fill, even though they act like they're kind of living things. They're not really living things.
Well, thank you for enlightening me, Rufus. I appreciate that. Now I'm even more scared of a fucking virus.
Well, that's why there's no cure for a virus. Because they're not living things, so you can't be like, oh, we'll give it a poison. That'll kill it. No, it's more like a machine.
So you wash it off your hands, it doesn't kill it, it just goes down the drain, I guess.
Well, actually, soap, I read up on this, of course, soap, the oils and the shit in soap actually dissolves and breaks down the outer shell of the virus.
Uh-huh.
And once that happens, the RNA inside of it, which is like a DNA type thing,
right?
It can't, it unravels and it is dead or, you know, destroyed.
So how does ultraviolet light defeat it then? Same kind of thing? It breaks down the outer shell?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, ultraviolet light apparently does a lot of badass shit for, like, microbes. I mean, like, badass for us.
If you have any questions about the coronavirus, call our expert, Rufus, at 646-668-8826. He will answer any question you have on the coronavirus. The guy has studied up. He's now an expert.
If I don't know the answer, I will make one up on the spot.
There you go. You'll trump it. I like to call that trumping it.
I like trump as a verb. That's pretty good.
Because I'll tell you what. Trump trumped one yesterday. Did you see when they were asking about people wearing masks?
No, of course not.
You know what I'm going to do? I hate to do this, but tomorrow I'm going to upload a few clips of Trump talking because I want you to hear the ridiculousness of it because I know that you don't see it when it happens. But they were asking about masks, right? And
yeah.
He says, well, you know, that's the thing. People could start wearing masks, but from what I think that you could wear a scarf, and a scarf would be better because scarves are thicker.
Let me guess, he sells scarves.
I mean, that is what that's the kind of fucking advice he's giving people, that scarves are better than fucking masks.
Well, I've heard a few times, the latest episode of Joe Rogan's really fucking good with Eric Weinstein, but they mentioned this tweet he had earlier. Trump tweeted out about how his coronavirus update ratings are better than MSNBC. Like, that's what he gives a shit about, is the ratings during the worldwide fucking pandemic.
Yeah, he's like, I'm pulling 8.25 million viewers. That's as much as The Bachelor. That's how fucking nothing. He's comparing a coronavirus update to The fucking Bachelor. That's how serious this guy takes his own fucking presidency.
That is
right?
So
he thinks
crazy.
It's a fucking reality show. He is he really, with him, it's an unreality show because he's so far checked out of reality that he, like, thinks he's on a reality show.
You get so worked up, dude. It cracks
me up.
Well,
I mean, that is your fucking president, dude. Could you imagine, like, I don't even think Hitler hated the Jews as much as Trump hates the fucking American people.
Well, at least soon we'll have Biden. We won't understand a word he says because he won't understand a word he's saying.
I don't know if we will because people are like, Trump's doing an excellent job. And now he wants to personally sign those $1,200 checks he's sending out.
Does he really?
Yeah. He wants his name imprinted on all the fucking checks. And I'm like, you know what? Make him hand sign every fucking one of them then.
Jesus Christ.
Look, here's the deal, dude. I want to be so famous with Hypersloth that I can hire somebody to sign my autographs. You think anybody's ever done that?
Dude, you can get somebody on Fiverr to do that right now.
But would that make it a legitimate autograph or not?
If you gave them power of attorney over your entire estate.
There you go. That's the guy I want to hire. That guy from Fiverr.
That guy's fun.
I dare you to put an ad on Fiverr saying that for $5 you'll become someone's power of attorney. How many takers you get?
Probably a lot.
You probably would. Probably like, I want to make Rufus my mom's power of attorney.
Actually, it's not bad because then they could get you to do a bunch of bad shit for
them.
That's
what I mean.
Take all the responsibility.
But would you? If you're working at someone else's direction?
Well,
how does
that
power of attorney work exactly?
I don't know. Every time I hear the phrase power of attorney in like a documentary or something, it's being used improperly or for nefarious means.
You're exactly right. Or someone's on their deathbed.
Yeah, all I've learned about a power of attorney is never give anyone power of attorney.
Exactly right. I mean, unless you want someone else to get in trouble. I wonder if you could hire an attorney, give them power of attorney, then tell them to do illegal things and, like, not take any of the blame for it. Be like, well, my attorney should have stopped me. I gave him power of attorney.
Yes, he should have stopped me. He was advised not to, but not by me, by him.
You know what you should do? Do a Fiverr ad where you just make yourself, tell anybody for $5 you'll take Power of Rock God over them. I shall be your Power of Rock God. Why not? I mean, why Power of Attorney? Why not Power of Executive Chef? Or Power of, you know, I mean, you could give them the power of anything, couldn't you?
Why not? Power of CPA?
I'm saying Power of Guy Who Comes and Hooks Up Your Cable.
Power of
oil
changes.
I'm going to have some cards made, I think, that say Power of Rock God available.
You should do that.
Yeah, I don't think I will. But, I mean...
If you can get business cards for... You get 500 for 10 bucks.
I know. But they don't... They actually look all right, really. You got to start asking yourself, how do they afford to do that?
I don't know. I've got business cards made through someplace. They were super...
Vistaprint.
Super, yeah, Vistaprint. Super goddamn cheap, like the no frills.
Right.
This is just the, and they keep reminding you, this is just the base item. There's no this or that. And I'm like, fuck it. That's all I want. And you get
I
them.
Got my Zig Winston Zag card there. That's a good quality card. I'd be proud to fucking give that card to the executive at a fucking record label.
Totally passable. I mean,
but people that are spending too much on fucking business cards don't have any business sense and should not be hired at any fucking turn of the wheel.
No, they're not well versed in efficiency.
No, they definitely are not. I can't believe there's a company. Well, I mean, Vistaprint is the company that will upgrade your fucking business card at every twist and turn.
Dude, it's like running a fucking gauntlet trying to get to the checkout.
You know what? I was going to ask you this. I have never officially shopped online for groceries, right?
Okay.
I was talking to my wife last night, and I was like, you know, it seems like a lot of the fucking items that people buy on impulse are going to fucking suffer because people be buying the staples. Then I'm like, what we need to do, I'm telling my wife this is how fucking crazy I am. I'm telling my wife, I'm like, what we need to do is come up with an app. I'm talking to her like she's you. How sad is that?
poor lady.
I know. with less, I give her more verbal abuse, though. I feel like we're more equals here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Imagine how she's getting pounded on. But, so I said we need to come up with the virtual end cap, right? It's just a fucking sponsored pop-up that would recognize something in your cart, right? So you got ground beef in your cart.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, like, fucking Old El Paso taco shells pop up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an onion. I mean, we can still make money on produce.
Why
some
not?
Taco sauce. You know, some kind of in-store cheese, and like have a very small, you know, a very small thing at the bottom of the deal with a little recipe on it, maybe. Or click
holy shit!
Recipe. You know what I mean?
God. Yeah.
So you can sell ads during fucking people's grocery shopping checkout experience online.
Wow. That's pretty cool. You could even have like if you've got the thing, even with the end cap deal. Like you've got, it's like a shopping list and you're picking it out. You put the ground beef in there and maybe it kind of like you get a notification on your phone. Like by the picture of the ground beef, it's like boop, boop, and it shows like four, which means like four recipes.
So there you go. And then we do have to get sponsors though. So we have to direct the recipes to certain items, right?
Well, yeah, of course. Well, the sponsors would be Kroger.
You're right, though. That's what I was thinking. You'd get more than one recipe if you wanted it. Like, say you don't like Mexican. There you go, Rufus. Like you were saying, you just scroll to meatloaf is next, right? And you got to buy a can of Hunt's tomato paste to put over the fucking top of your meatloaf. And hey, how about some biscuits and then a thing of fucking potatoes? Look, now you got a square meal. People would never even have to think for themselves again.
Dude, it's All Recipes does this, but they don't do it in an app. If you go to All Recipes, you can type in, you type in ground beef. It's going to shit out a bunch of recipes. We just need to steal their data and funnel it out. It would be so fucking easy to scrape it.
It almost seems like it would be pretty easy for fucking someone to put together, really.
Anyone, yeah. I mean, the guys I work with at the company that I'm not going to name, They can do that shit. We've had them do it before for other reasons.
Really?
Yeah.
How much do they charge for something like that?
Well, they're employees. They're just developers, and they're like, okay.
Now, do they want partnership potential?
I don't work with these guys on anything Hypersloth does.
Well, we wouldn't call it Hyper. We do it under a different name, some kind of name where we have another business card made up.
I want to keep it separate. But the point being, though, is that it's pretty routine. I mean, even when I brought up the similar concept to them, they're like, oh, yeah, that's fucking easy. You mean like this? And I was like, yeah, exactly like that. And they did it.
Really? You had a similar concept to my virtual end cap?
Okay, let's say we sell virtual widgets.
Okay.
And this other place gives away virtual widgets. And we're like, well, we want to give away some virtual widgets to get people to come to the site, and then we can sell them virtual widgets. And I said, okay, can you automatically pull from that site all the free virtual widgets based on a keyword like blue and automatically pull them into our website as a product? And like, yeah, there they are.
So you just like basically you're stealing their store? It's kind of like a drop shipper?
No, not at all, because it's their widgets, let's just say, are public domain.
Right.
I mean, right. So it's not like stealing anything. It's just open to the public domain. And we're not sending it. We're actually pulling in all the data. So it'd be the same thing. Be like beef. I want all the recipes off of this website that has something to do with beef. Okay.
Right.
Pull it in. Done.
Really? So you're
yeah.
just like going on a website and you can copy and paste all the fucking text. You know what I mean? I guess it's all there. All the pictures are there to be fucking save as, left click. You know what I mean? Save image as.
Little PHP script that it replicates you going to a website with a notepad and writing down everything it says. It just does it automatically.
So now who do we sell this to? Because do we go to individual advertisers like Frito-Lay or whoever, or do we go to the grocery store?
I would say go to the grocery store.
Yeah, you got to do the whole grocery store chain because that's where the ad is coming from.
Right, and they have their own
online shopping
they sell.
Dude, we could just say push your own fucking brand of product.
Exactly.
Then you go to Frito-Lay and go, look, you need to get in on this. They're pushing their own brand, but we'd like to you to give them a better deal. We'll work two against the middle, Rufus. We'll get this fucking squared away. Get Benjamin all night on it. But see, those are the kind of ideas that the Double Z has when he's just sitting around watching TV.
I need to watch those TV shows, so I don't have any brilliant ideas anymore.
You do. You just had one a minute ago with your widgets idea.
Well, no, I mean, that was done. It was just not done with widgets. I was using widgets as an example for
right.
what the company
had worked for. So how do you say you didn't have a brilliant idea? Sounds like you had a great idea.
Well, I had that idea 2 years ago. I've not had a brilliant idea since.
Okay, I probably agree with you there.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, sorry, dude. Sorry. But that's what I was going to tell you. The other day, I was checking out at this place called Meijer. Remember, I started this story, and somehow I got sidetracked by smoking marijuana. But so at the end of the checkout, right, you had to stand 5 or 6 feet away from this lady at the end of the checkout, and she would, like, bag the stuff up and send it back to you, right? And then you put it in your cart, and then when it's time to ring it up, she walks away from the register. I only saw this lady doing that. She was like probably like a 55 or 60-year-old lady. I'd be doing the exact same fucking thing as this lady. So she walks away from the register. You go put your card in or leave your cash or whatever. And, you know, complete the transaction. So I complete my transaction, and I've got $5 bill in my pocket. And I'm like, here, this is for you. And I left a $5 bill on the fucking registered thing there. And she's like, why? And she, like, almost started fucking crying. I swear to God.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, man, you're risking your life so I can buy fucking Reese's and toilet paper? I mean, you deserve $5 for Christ's sake.
It's not the $5.
Do that.
It's not the $5 Friendly Mart guy coughed on it, is it?
No, it was one that I coughed on. So it was probably worth like 5 and a quarter, honestly.
Great.
If she can obtain the footage from the camera where I gave her that $5 bill and they can match up the serial numbers, she could sell that fucking $5 bill for at least $6. I guarantee it.
Fucking A, dude. You made somebody's life.
I'll tell you what. I'll buy it back for $6 right fucking now. And I'll sell it again.
She should call in right now.
She should.
646-668-8826.
Call in. We want that $5 bill back. Oh, my God. Rufus just flashed a sign up saying he's willing to go $20 on that $5 bill that I touched.
No, I'll give him $25.
I'll give him $30.
Sold.
I'll give him 40, 50, 60. Oh, shit, you weren't even saying anything. I was running myself up. But, so that's what's happening in my world. What's happening in Rufus's world? I feel like I always turn the show into being about me. Let's hear a little bit about you, Rufus.
I spend most of my time wondering what Zigzag's up to.
I mean, it makes sense, probably. You're probably pulling my strings, and I don't even know it. Maybe I'm just a puppet of yours, and I don't even know it. How nice of you to take special time with me, though. I appreciate that.
I had to spend 5 hours on the road today.
Oh, yeah, let's hear that.
You know, okay, one thing that's alarming, I mean, there's nothing really to tell. I was just sitting in a car. But I was going through back roads through small towns because I was going to a small town. And one thing I've noticed about all these small towns, including Huntsville, which is not that small, is they apparently don't give two fucking shits about this coronavirus because it was bustling and people around and restaurants open and stores packed. So I guess we're just fucked no matter what.
Do you ever ask yourself, maybe those people know more than I do? Or are you just like, those people are going to fucking all perish?
No, I think we're in the midst of a great cleansing on this planet.
I think you're right. Because sometimes I found myself a while back, and I probably was when I my blood was low of fucking iron. Because I was thinking, maybe I'm wrong about everything, right? I'm like, maybe my view is fucking backwards on everything. But then I slept on it, and I'm like, no, I'm absolutely 100% right about fucking everything I do and say.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that, especially when you read the headlines about how dire everything is, and you see pictures of New York with no cars, and I'm driving through Huntsville, Texas, and it's fucking packed, and I'm sitting in traffic, and I'm like, okay, I don't, either New York's overreacting, or Huntsville is going to be obliterated by
disease. Huntsville's
disease.
Like, you can't do nothing to us, we got a fucking giant prison here.
Yeah.
You can't fuck with us. Go, you'll go to our fucking giant prison, where it's... They're steeped in coronavirus, I'm sure.
Dude, it's funny. Even outside of this little town, there's a little county prison thing. You know, it's not really a big deal. But when you leave town or when you're coming into town or leaving town, there's a sign that says, hitchhikers may be escaped criminals. Do not pick up.
You were supposed to ask me about that because I was going to tell you a story about my cousin Harold, right?
Uh-oh.
Like in the early 80s, was driving across Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually where he lives. But he was on his way from Ohio to like West Virginia. And he picked up a hitchhiker, right? And he's driving along and all of a sudden this cop fucking lights him up, right? And he's like, oh. And the guy in the passenger seat's like, fucking go, dude. Your little car can outrun these fucking cops.
What?
Luckily my cousin Harold's a fucking pretty big dude, like a really big dude. And he had this little fucking, like, midget Spitfire, whatever, one of those little MG cars, right? Just a two-seater. And the guy's like, your car can fast. It can outrun this fucking cop. And my cousin pulls over, and the cop comes up to the thing, and he's like, they pull a fucking gun out on my cousin Harold and this other guy, I guess, right? And they tell him to get out of the car and lay on the ground. And my cousin Harold later finds out that the guy was escaped from a fucking mental institution.
Holy shit.
Yeah, like a criminally insane place, though. And they thought that my cousin Harold was his accomplice to help him fucking escape. And the cop was like, we about fucking killed you. We were going to shoot you.
Damn.
So that kind of crazy shit's been going. I mean, he's lucky he didn't get killed. And he told me that story when I was, like, about to turn 16, and he's like, don't ever fucking pick up a hitchhiker. And I thought he was bullshitting me, but my Aunt Kay, she verified the story.
Have you ever been...
The paper and everything.
Have you ever been tempted to pick one up?
I have, yeah.
I was today. I saw a legit hitchhiker today, and I was like, man, that guy looks down and out. I could just take him...
I think we talked about this before. Remember that one side is, like, a clean coat on his coat, his hitchhiker coat? Then he turns it inside out, and it's like a fucking camouflage thing covered with blood because that's like his hatcheting coat.
Hatcheting coat. Man.
Like, has all kinds of pockets on the inside for hatching up. Dude, all you got to do is watch one fucking Dateline, and you'll see that picking up a hitchhiker is always a fucking bad idea. Basically, they've turned into talking to a stranger is a fucking bad idea.
Stranger danger.
Of course, you're more probably safer around strangers than you are like your husband or wife because usually they're the ones that do the murder.
Oh, yeah. I fear for my life every goddamn night.
Do you? Yeah, well, I mean, I felt good. I knew that my wife really cared about me because when I woke up this morning, she had a pillow over my face and told me she was just protecting me from the coronavirus.
Interesting.
Like, thank you, honey. You've always been so good to me.
I woke up and I had a lamp cord around my throat.
Really?
And the wife said, well, I sneezed and I didn't want you to inhale it.
That's a good idea. God bless her. God bless her. You know what's funny, too, is that right, like a couple days ago, my wife asked me for power of attorney. Maybe this is a coincidence. Maybe she does care, obviously.
My wife asked me for power of rock and roll, and I said, we've been married 14 fucking years. You have no idea what rock and roll is. Trust me.
Does your wife listen to rock and roll?
She does.
Does she? Like real rock and roll?
I converted her. Oh, yeah, she listens to real rock and roll.
Define real rock and roll.
You know what's on the classic rock stations.
All right, classic rock. My wife is not a huge classic rock fan. She knows every song, though. My wife knows every word to every fucking song ever written, honest to God.
Wow.
She considers it like a skill of hers, and really, she's pretty fucking good at it. And today we were listening to something. I'm like, sorry to annoy you with my classic rock. It was the Allman Brothers. Because she's like, what's the name of the song? And it was Sweet Melissa. She's like, the Allman Brothers, right? And I'm like, yeah. And then I'm like, sorry to annoy you with my classic rock. And she's like, you just made the list.
What's her thing? What genre is her genre of choice?
She's like a new wave person, I guess. She likes
really?
Smiths, which I like that kind of music too, honestly. I don't mind the
Talking
Smiths.
Heads and shit? Public.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but she would listen to classic rock, but it's not her thing. You know what she doesn't like, which disappoints me? Psychedelic rock. And I don't mean, she doesn't like the Grateful Dead, but not because of psychedelic. I mean like far out psychedelic rock, like I like to listen to.
Yeah, well, you're
like
psychedelic.
Like Inagata Davida and, you know, The Birds is somewhat psychedelic, I think, really.
Does she partake?
She does sometimes, but not as much as I do. No, she probably partakes twice a year. Because that's only when
I let her. Well, that's not nearly as much as you.
I don't. Only when I let her. I don't want her to steal. See, the deal is all these good ideas that pop out of the air here, I get them because my antennae are high, and I don't want her to steal them and actually use them. I'd rather get them and talk about them on the show and then never talk of them again than actually use them.
I would say there's maybe a correlation between smoking a bunch of weed and liking old school psychedelic rock.
I think there probably is. I think there really is.
That's not a bad thing at all. I'm not criticizing that.
The crazy thing is there's no new psychedelic rock that is good. I want you to Google psychedelic rock, like new psychedelic rock, and you're like, this is fucking garbage.
I don't even want to. That's going to be disappointing.
It is disappointing because a while back there was like this psychedelic rock free online radio station, and I would listen to it, and they would have like good old psychedelic rock songs, okay? But then they would pepper in like new rock songs, and you can you're like, what is garbage?
I can't even imagine what a new psychedelic rock is. It like people trying to copy the sound of old?
I wish, dude. I almost wish that it was, but it's not. They don't even have the right guitar tones or any shit like that. It's like I would say that most of it's made on a fucking keyboard. Probably.
It's not like rave or music or dubstep, is it?
You know what? It's like slower rave music, probably. You know what I mean? It just has no guts. It's weird. I mean, if there's a new psychedelic rock band out there that isn't, like, stealing from the genre, like you're saying, right? I just don't think they're doing new psychedelic rock.
You know, I really hate to say this, and I think this might be a failing on my part, and it makes me feel really old, but if you can't pick up a real instrument that has like strings or buttons or something you blow into and play it, I'm not that impressed with electronic music.
No, me neither. Anybody could do it. I mean, why even there's not even a necessity. Let's pick this conversation up tomorrow, Rufus. Remind
Let's do
me because our show's about to end. We will catch you tomorrow night at our regular Hypersloth Happy Hour show. I mean, we need to record that.
We do. He was mad at me last time because he didn't hear it. He was playing.
Right, Matt.
Thanks for listening to 100% Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.
Are we going to stay on or not?
Fuck no.
All right.